It is an amazing community space. It is there, of course, for learning and for accessing information, but it is also really kind of the heart and soul of the city as well, and most importantly, free and open to everyone.
When this was all going on, when they were designing and doing all this, we had talks from people who described libraries in different countries. And that was so eye-opening because of the fact that at that time they were using a term, the U.S. library system is a small d democratic institution, meaning it's free and open to all to enter, where in other countries it's not. And so what I really liked is the fact that they also have done a lot of work to get other communities, people who are immigrants or refugees who may have a completely different idea of the library, that this is your resource as well. So they do programming in Spanish and Mandarin, different things like this. And in the main central library, on the floor where there's the different collections in the different language, how they have all the different words in the different languages. What an amazingly inclusive thing. So you come in and you say, hey, here it is right on the ground floor at the entrance. It's not just all English. It is representing all the different languages, not all the different languages.
But a large
number. There's a lot of Vietnamese language things, a lot of Spanish.
Right.
I think it's interesting from our perspective, but if you came from a background where the library was not a welcoming place and to have that kind of welcome, I think that's one of my favorite places in the Central Library.
They have a really good selection of books in actually four languages, English, Spanish, Russian, and Vietnamese.
Yeah.
They go out to the schools when they're working to introduce the summer programs to the public schools and try and have a librarian goes out who speaks each language and introduce the concept of the summer reading program and other tutoring programs and other enrichment programs that are held at the various branches in the Central Library during the summer. So those students who don't have the opportunity elsewhere can, you know, participate in the reading and enrichment programs at their local branch.
You ask anyone, what does the library mean to you? And depending on who they are, their age, their background, it's a whole different experience. And that's why it's so fun to talk to people and learn what they see the library provides them, because then it broadens your own appreciation. I thought I knew what a library was, and by being fortunate to be involved, you know, during this whole big campaign and in part of the dialogue, I have gained a much deeper and broader appreciation of what an asset it is. So I've been thrilled, and this conversation's kind of made me re-energized about the library. So I appreciate the opportunity.